It's time now for Starting Lineups, brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, offering banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life, so you'll have time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans. Hayden lineup, ranked 10th in 3A, 1-0. Coached by Trey Brown in season number one, spent last year at Care Paravel. He's got an overall record of 10-13, won a state championship at Shawnee Heights in 2017. He'll go with Jacob Padilla, 5'6", senior, did not play yesterday. Cooper Kobach, 5'11", senior, 22 points a game. Carter Charvat, 6'2", senior, at 7 points a game. Dominic Ridley, 5'7", senior, 11 points a game. And Cooper Grace, 6'3", junior, at 2 points a game. 40 Emporia High Spartans, 2-0 on the season, coached by Lee Baldwin, season number 2. 17-6, 163-69 overall record in his 11th season. Sheldon Stewart, 6 foot senior, 13 points, 8 rebounds a contest. Blake Spellman, 6'1" senior, 3 points a game. Josh Rios, 6'2" junior, 3 points a game. Calvin Seeley, 6 foot senior, at 2 points a game. And River Peter, 6'3" junior, at 23.5 points per game. They're your starting lineups, brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, offering banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life, so you'll have time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans. Hayden and the Road Navies, gold lettering in the gold and white trim. Hayden across the chest, and Emporia High in those whites, black lettering and black and red lettering in the black trim down the side. As the Spartans huddle up, last minute adjustments. Once again for Hayden, Padilla, Kobach, Ridley, Charvat, and Grace. Emporia High will move from left to right. Now move to the basket to our right. Hayden from left to right. Right to left. Here we go. Final game. Tap is controlled by River Peters. And Emporia High first possession. Sheldon Stewart between the leg dribble far side across the timeline against Jacob Padilla. Right wing to Calvin Seeley. Calvin. Spin move over to Josh Rios. Right wing. Josh. Over to Sheldon. Right baseline. Against Padilla. Sheldon. Sheldon gets over to Calvin Seeley. Right wing. Emporia High with the basketball, 30 seconds in, first possession. Sheldon Stewart, right corner. Hayden comes out man-to-man. Now Calvin Seeley. Calvin, skip pass, Josh Rios, wide open left wing at three. That's off the mark, and the rebound goes to Dominic Ridley for Hayden. Padilla brings up the floor across the timeline. Was the floor general for Hayden last year. For Dwayne Paul, who's now at Free State. Deflected pass. It's stolen by River. And River gave it up back to Grace for Hayden. A minute in, no score. Dominic Ridley, left wing. Played very little minutes last year against Emporia High. Here's Padilla, time to key. Padilla, and a reach in. They're going to get a hand check on Sheldon. Sheldon's first, team foul number one. Or actually, they got on Spellman instead. His first, team foul number one. The ball out of bounds, it'll be Padilla to trigger it in. Padilla inbounds to Dominic Ridley. Dom Ridley looking to attack right side, layup is up and good. And Ridley gives Hayden the lead, it's 2-0. Just underway, we're 80 seconds in. Josh Rios, right wing. Josh. Swings over to Seeley. Now Sheldon Stewart. Sheldon. Bounce pass into Josh Rios. High post left side. Out to Sheldon. Left corner. A three. Off the backboard. Rebound picked up by Ridley for Hayden.
Not bad looks. These past two drives for Emporia just can't get the ball in the hole.
Here is Ridley at the free throw line. Kicks it out to Grace. Right left wing against River. Entry pass deflected loose, picked up by Charvat. Out to Kobach, shooter, three, no. Rebound, Peters. For Emporia High, 5:56 to play first quarter. Spartans down 2-0. Spellman, left wing. As Crowell and Trelk to the table. Here is Josh, right wing. Now to Stewart, swing it over to Seeley. Now Blake Spellman. Blake. Dribbling to his right. Now Sheldon swinging around to Calvin. Back up to Josh Rios. Now entry pass in the River. River floater on the way. Crossing! And Papa Peters is going to love that. And Emporia High has tied the game at 2. 2:40 into the first quarter. Here is Dom Ridley. Dom Ridley in traffic looking for some help. Bounce pass Padilla. Kicks it out. Grace left corner at three. Off the back iron missing. Rebound Calvin Seeley for Emporia High. Emporia High looking to run. Here's River Peters behind the back dribble. Kicks it out. Josh Rios left wing. Extra pass Sheldon. Bounce pass. And they got a out of bounds off Sheldon. As Harry Trelk, 5'11 freshman in. And Ryland Crowley, 5'10 sophomore. As Spellman and Rios out. Probably going to see a seven-man rotation and maybe see a little bit from Madden Seidel here tonight.
Yeah, they're going to keep it short and keep their best players in the game.
Here is Ridley, right wing against Sheldon Stewart. Sheldon trying to poke it away. Eric Grace, River trying to bring it. And Papa Peters, Zach Peters, wanted that to go Emporia High's way.
Yeah, he was right there, about as close as you could get, and he was not too happy with that call.
He wanted it to go to the team in white, black, and red. Here is Padilla. Padilla kicks it out. Grace, extra pass. Ridley, right wing of three. Air ball, rebound picked up by Ryland Crowell. They're going to let him have it. Here's Seeley, right wing. 2-0, 4:24 to play opening quarter. From White Auditorium, second game of the Paul Terry Classic for both teams. Sheldon Stewart looking to attack, takes a 10-footer swish. Sheldon from the right side has his first basket. And Emporia High with their first lead of the game at 4-2, nearing the halfway point of quarter number one.
And he Padilla, got to a spot, and he hit it.
Padilla looking to attack left side. Layup is up and good. And Padilla, the senior, with his first points of the season, ties the game at four.
Padilla very quick, blown past the defender for a nice hoop.
He was good last year. Here's Ryland Crown. Now that Trelk, Harry scored his first points of his varsity career last night. Here's Sheldon Stewart, right wing. Back to River, left wing. River wants it. Now the Ryland Crown. Now the Harry Trelk. Now River, right wing against Ridley. Peters, now Sheldon with a jumper from 10. Off the back iron missing. Padilla rebound for Hayden. 3:20 to play here, first quarter. 4-all. Padilla kicks it out to Ridley. Ridley attacking right side. Floater on the way. Got it off the glass. And good. Dom Ridley with four. And Hayden back up front, 6-4. 3:07 to play, opening quarter. Cooper Reck is at the table. Uh-oh. Here's Sheldon with a floater. Good from 10. Sheldon Stewart with four. And Quinn Dold, seeing Cooper Reck at the table, is very awesome to see.
Yeah, he is a huge piece of this Spartan team. Get him back and get him in this game. A very important game is huge.
Bullbach high post. No rebound. Charvat. Charvat kicks it out to Dom Ridley. As this is great to see Cooper Reck, who has not played any game action since the Topeka High football game. Here's Grace a three. He switched it home from the corner left side.
And very important, Cooper Reck, probably the most athletic person on this team.
Grace his first basket. Hayden with his largest lead at 9-6. 2:16 play opening quarter. There's a shoe loose, and they will get an official's timeout, and it's off the foot.
And here comes Cooper Reck.
And Cooper Reck, 6'4 senior, 8 points, 3 rebounds, and assists, and 2 steals for the senior who is back. And what a sight to see for Cooper, who's been out 3+ months with an injury of his foot, of one of his feet.
And he is going to inject some life into this Spartan offense.
I can tell Cooper is ready, and it's deflected as Hayden brought in Connor Hanica, 6'3", sophomore, into the game. Also in, Cade Mitchell, a sophomore, at 5'8". Here is Seeley. Now the Spellman, now Cooper. Cooper to the cup. Layup is missing. Rebound, Spellman. Here's Sheldon straight on a three. Bounces in. That's a Valunet Fiber three. Valunet Fiber, always available, always reliable, and always fast. Timeout, Lee Baldwin. This game is tied at 9. Minute 50 to play here in the first. It's a 30. Let's keep it right here, Quinn. Oh, my. And the juices are flowing.
Cooper Reck showing no signs of that injury. He got the ball and went up aggressive. It looked like he wanted to dunk that basketball. And immediately, life injected into this Emporia lineup. Cooper Reck, one of their leaders, and someone who's just going to give a little bit extra that Emporia just didn't have before. He is huge. And it gives other players a little bit more rest time. They had a short rotation, and now it looks like it's going to be an 8 to 9 man rotation.
Yes.
Which is
very huge.
You got
one back, and on my notes, it said Cooper Reck coming out until at least Christmas or back. Or after, and getting him a week before Christmas is even better. What a Christmas miracle. It came early.
Oh, yeah, he's back well before anybody expected him to be back.
Here is Cooper Grace against River Peters. Grace, high post, left side. Blocked by Cooper! Cooper rejected Grace. And here is a shot by Mitchell. Is good. He laid it up and in. Mitchell, his first basket, and Hayden's back up front, 11-9. Under 90 to play here in the first.
And that's something they missed. They didn't get a lot of blocked shots previously, but now Cooper Reck, their tallest person on this lineup. Very nice to have him back.
Here is Calvin Seeley with the basketball left side. I got to adjust the iPad. I got to give Cooper a block. Here's Calvin Seeley, right wing, wide open for three. It's short. Put back by Spellman! Spellman, his first basket, and this game is tied at 11. 50 seconds of play here in the first quarter. Here is Padilla to the cup. He laid it up left side.
Really nice move from Padilla. Undersized, but still got up there and got the layup.
13-11, Hayden. 33 seconds of play here in the opening quarter. Here's Cooper Reck, who missed his first shot attempt of the season, but still going to be an impact. Here's Blake Spellman, left wing. Now Sheldon, who's leading the way for Emporia High. Lob it in to River. River laid it up left side. Give Spellman the assist. And this game is tied at 13, River with four, and Hayden with the last shot. Hanukkah with a screen at the top. Here is Grace, 3 seconds. Now Mitchell, right wing. Mitchell with a floater at the horn, no! And that will do it for an exciting first quarter here from Wyatt Auditorium. 13-all, let's take a break. This is Spartan Basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports being brought to you by Black Creek Diesel and Automotive, 3105 West 6th Avenue. Proud to serve the area's automotive, diesel, and heavy equipment repair needs. The Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person and not an account number. And Plumbing by Spellman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Sports Connection, 2721 West 15th, serving the Emporia High Spartans for over 40 years. By Thurston's Plus Auto Body and Automotive, your complete service stop. Call them at 342-2613. Thurston's Plus is a proud supporter of Emporia High Sports. And by Moon Title and Escrow, 421 Commercial Emporia, Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish the Emporia High Spartans good luck.
KVOE, live and local.
Back at White Auditorium, 13-all after 8 minutes of play. An exciting first quarter here from White. Starting five back out for the Spartans. And all checking in, Mason Becker for Hayden. He's a 5'9 freshman. As Hayden with the basketball, Padilla right wing a three, no, short. Rebound River Peters for Emporia High. Here's Sheldon Stewart, right wing, bounce pass River. River lost it. River got it back. River in traffic. Fouled from behind. He hit a shot, but it'll be ball out of bounds for the Spartans as Charvat will come back in.
Very fortunate River even got the ball back because it was looking like it could be very well going the other way.
Charvat back in for Hayden as Grace will sit down. I believe Kobach's out now. In the River. River in the paint. Float on the way. Yes. Swished it home for River. River got six. And Emporia High leads 15-13. 7:31 to play here in the second. Here's Padilla. Right elbow. Lost it. It's picked up by Sheldon Stewart. Numbers coming. And Calvin Seeley with a layup in transition. And timeout, Hayden. It's a full, let's take a 30. The Spartans with the first 4 points of quarter number two, and Emporia High leads 17-13, 7:21 to play here in the second. This is Spartan basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Express Tire and Auto, your tire professionals and Polaris experts. See them at 806 East 12th in Emporia, next to the water tower. By Dr. Todd Detweiler, family physician who believes that participation in extracurricular activities promotes a healthy lifestyle. And by Pizza Ranch, it's buffet done your way with pizza, chicken, desserts, and more. There's so much to love at Pizza Ranch, 3000 West 18th Avenue. Go Spartans!
KVOE, live and local.
Well, Emporia High leads it 17-13, 7:21 to play. And I can tell you, Quinn, I believe Emporia High was trailing when Cooper got to the table.
He was, and coming in injected some life into this lineup, and now they're up by four.
Well, and Quinn, Sheldon Sewer has 7 points, had nine last night. Rivers got six. But how do you like that from the 1-2 punch for Emporia High?
It's amazing. They're starting off even faster than they did last night. And just them being able to get the 1-2, you know, firing on all cylinders is huge.
And Coach Lee Baldwin has told me when he gets his allotment of guys back, they could be really good. Here's a layup missing by Mitchell. Rebound River Peters. River. Looking at attack, Fuller. No, they get an offensive on River. Oh, my goodness. Lee Baldwin didn't like that one either.
And, I mean, this Emporia team, they've had the 1-2 set. They've just been needing that third person to step up. And when Cooper Reck is back, he will be that guy to step up.
River's first. Team foul number one on the Spartans here in quarter number two. And Dom Ridley back in for Hayden. I believe Becker's out. Here is Mitchell, and Calvin Seeley gets a foul. That's it. And that is team foul number two on the Spartans here in quarter number two. Adjust the iPad. 6:57 to play here in the second. Emporia High up four. 17-13. Here's Becker. Left wing. Now to Mitchell. As they don't have, here is Dom Ridley blocking, and Josh Rios trying to draw the charge, and the Spartan faithful don't love it.
Yeah, I mean, in comparison with that last charge call on River, I mean, we didn't see what the refs see there a lot closer, but you got to think that that was a charge. But now we got Dom Ridley at the free throw line, and he is a very good shooter.
Ridley first, or Rios first, team foul number three on the Spartans. Dom Ridley the line, he was 3-for-3 yesterday. There's a reason why I started the game yesterday. First one up is missing. Hey, the good old broadcaster Jinx, how about that?
Oh, absolutely, needed that.
Yep. Remains a 4-point game for Emporia High at 17-13. We're just a minute 15 into quarter number two. Second one for Ridley, good, no, and there he might have to redo this. There you go. They didn't count the free throw. They did count it. And they got a foul on Josh, his second. Quickly off the bench is Cooper Reck.
Once again, Josh Rios in early foul trouble. And, I mean, the Spartans really need him, and him getting in this early foul trouble is not a great look.
Well, and Cooper Reck back into the game. How big is this? Cooper going to get big minutes. Now, I don't know if he's on a minutes limitation. Then ask Coach Baldwin that. I didn't expect Cooper tonight. Inside to Charvot. Now, here is Hanukkah layup from the high post. Left side is up and good.
Got to think Cooper's on some sort of limit. And here's River.
River tipped it in. He didn't dunk it.
A little bit of a rim grazer and got the job done.
River with eight. Emporia High's lead is three. 19-16, 6:08 to play. Becker lost it right in front of the Emporia High bench. Sheldon Stewart forced it.
Very nice defense so far from Emporia, putting pressure on this Hayden offense.
Nearing the 6 minute mark to play here in the first half. Spartans up three, 19-16. Here's Blake Spellman, left wing. and a holding foul away from the ball on Hayden. Foul is on Mason Becker, his first. Team foul number two here as Ryland Crowell will come in for Blake Spellman. As we got to get the iPad adjusted again. Here's River, Savicki against Hanika. Hanika wearing number 15, where one of their players, Jacob Deister, wore it last year. And I knew when that shooter would come in. Here's River Peters with a rec screen. Cooper. Oh, River slammed it home, but it didn't count. That's the quietest I've been on a dunk ever.
Yeah.
Foul on Hanika, who's QB number one for Bill Arnold, and they finished runner-up in 3A in football behind Cheney, who upset Andell twice. Hanika first, team foul number three on the Wildcats. 5:36 to play here in the first half. And Hanika got a reach in as he was trying to pick the pocket of River.
And that's two quick ones on Hanika.
Yep. And Padilla's coming in for him. And Padilla will come in for actually Charvot. Whoa. An interesting move by Trey Brown, who was
Charvot coming back in for Hanika.
Yeah, well, got to do what you got to do. Trey Brown played for Steve Wallace at Shawnee Heights several years ago. Steve Wallace was an assistant at KU under the women's program under Bonnie Hendrickson. And then Brandon Schneider took over when Bonnie got fired. Here's River, top of the key. River looking to attack. Here's it off the brick. Layup, no. But Cooper's going line for two. And Cooper has a chance to score his first points of his senior season.
Cooper going up hard again. And Padilla takes a hard fall. Gets the foul. Let's see if Cooper can get on the board for the first time this season.
Foul is on. They got on Padilla, his first. 15 foul, and Poirier High shooting the final 5-16. Cooper wrecked the line, short on the first. Cooper last season, 59% from the charity stripe. Kolbach back in. As Becker and Mitchell out. And also back in, Cooper Grace.
A little bit of a line drive shot on that missed free throw. Let's see if he can correct it.
Second one for Cooper, short. Rebound to Charvot. 5:12 to play, first half. Corey High still managing a three-point lead, 19-16. Kolbach taking it to the cup against Reck, missed it. Cooper with good defense and gets the rebound. Corey High bringing out the floor. Ryland Crown now to Cooper. Reck. Swing over River. River looking to attack against Padilla. Step back for River from 15. No. Rebound Sheldon Stewart. How did he come out with that? River lost it. Out of bounds. It's going to go to Emporia High.
Man, and that was a really nice step back from River. Just could not finish it. He had the whole student section wowing.
Sheldon Stewart inbound to the high post. Wreck poked away and it's stolen by Grace, and Emporia High got it back. Ran River laid it up from the left side. River has 10, and Emporia High with its largest lead of the night, 21-16, 4.5 to play here in the second stanza from White Auditorium. Dom Ridley, right wing. Dom Ridley to the cup, fouled, and he'll get two free throws, and it's wrecked the guilty party. And they will get Cooper with his first personal foul. And the 15th foul on the Spartans, and John Ridley will shoot two more. And the final 4:25, both teams going to go to the charity stripe. Dom Ridley with four, had 11 yesterday against Trinity. First one good. Bellman in for Rec. As also, Hayden have a sub, or I think that was the only sub that went to the table. Ridley looking to get this within three. Sink the second.
And it looks like Reck is on some sort of
minutes
count. You don't want to rush him in, give him a ton of minutes, and re-aggravate his injury.
Well, it is 21-18 Emporia High. 4:12 to play. Here's Ryland Crowell, high post, and a foul, and Ryland will get two.
Already free throws playing a big part.
They got it on Padilla. That's his second. Ryland Crowley on the line. Ryland on the season, 1-for-2. And the iPad has the score wrong. I'll have to check it. Ryland's first. Nothing but net. Ryland his first point. Mitchell in for Padillo, just picked up number two. One more for Ryland, the sophomore. Ryland second. Yeah, rolls in. Ryland's first 2 points tonight. 23-18 Emporia High, 4:05 to play here in the first half. Here is Cooper Grace left wing. Now the Kolbach. Kolbach got it poked away. Lee Baldwin wanted a travel, and Kolbach lost it. It's Emporia High ball.
Lee Baldwin wanted a double dribble, but he got the ball back anyway. You know, Kolbach just giving it back to Emporia. And Kolbach so far has been a non-factor.
Yeah.
He's been their best shooter so far.
Yeah, he was 6 of 8 from three yesterday. Here's Sheldon Stewart left wing. Emporia High back up 5. 23-18, 3:30. Ryland right wing, a three. Yeah! Ryland puts up three fingers for a ValuNet Fiber three. ValuNet Fiber, always available, always reliable, and always fast. And Emporia High's up 8. 26-18. Ridley missed from point blank. Rebound, Sheldon Stewart. Emporia High to run. Calvin Seeley trying to lob it to River. And River lost it, stolen by Mitchell. Now Hayden looking to push.
Got to think Lee Baldwin's not too happy with that lob.
Kolbach, high post left side. Jumper on the way. Waved the shot off. It will be two free throws for Kolbach.
And I think that's going to be on Calvin Seeley. Yes, it will.
Yes. That will be number two on him. And Kolbach will shoot two. Yesterday, Kolbach was a perfect 2-for-2. The first one crawls in. Got the bounce. Gotta remember, I gotta keep my lead counter. Second one away, good. Kolbach, his first 2 points. Emporia High's lead at 6, 26-20. 3 minutes to play here in the first half. Sheldon Stewart gets into the front court. Here's Ryland Crowell, left side. Sheldon straight on a three. Man missed it. Rebound Ridley or Hayden, who can try to cut it in half. Here is Kolbach against Calvin. Kolbach right baseline. Now to Mitchell in the paint. Layup no. Rebound picked up by Charvot. And a shot missing by Hayden. Rebound picked up by Charvot, and a foul. And two more free throws coming Hayden's way.
Blake Spellman trying to get the tie up, trying to get the ball back, but just got a little bit too over ambition, gets called for the reach in.
His second, two free throws for Carter Charvot. Charvot yesterday was 3-for-5 against Trinity. First one rimming in. Charvot with his first point of the night. One more coming up for him and could get the lead to 4. Second one, swish. Charvot with 2, and the Emporia High lead is 4. 26-22. 2:23 to play here before half. Here's Blake Spellman, right wing. Blake, now to Calvin, swinging over Ryland Crowell, left corner. Back to Sheldon, now River with it. River time the key. Now to Spellman, left wing. Now Sheldon in the left corner. Sheldon looking to feed it. Sheldon up top, Ryland. Back to Sheldon, left wing. Bounce pass over to Calvin Seeley. River back with it. Under 2 to play. Spartans up 4. 26-22. Trope to the table. Here is Spellman. Right wing up top to Stewart. Now Ryland Crowell with it. Right, left wing. Now Sheldon Stewart right side, full court. Here is Ryland Crowell, left wing. He wants his second three of the night. It's short. Long rebound, track down and deflected off of Hayden. It's going to Emporia High.
That's a big hustle play by Sheldon Stewart, getting it and throwing it off of Dominic Ridley so they'll retain possession.
Troke in for Spellman as Calvin Seeley will play it right in front of Dagan True in the Spartan student section. Here is Troke. Harry swinging around. River Peters, right wing. River against Dom Ridley, and a foul on Ridley. Ridley has first. Rivers going to line for two. Rivers got 10. And at the line for Emporia High is River Peters. 13 of 15 on the season for River. 10 points for the junior. The first one, good. Big free throw from River. 11 points.
Josh Rios coming back in the game.
And Josh, and it's good to see Josh come in.
Sat most of the second quarter. He got into early foul trouble in the first. But now
River sinks them both.
And now Josh looking to provide a quality minute 15 for this team in the bottom of the second quarter.
28-22, Emporia High back up 6. A minute 10 to play before half. Ridley right wing, bounce pass deflected by Josh. And he got it. He got it. That's a steal. Here comes Emporia High. River Peters. Crazy shot. No. And the rebound goes to Hayden. Here's Charvai against Josh. Offensive foul call. And Josh rips out a loud yell and draws a charge.
Doing the dirty work. Took two charges the other day and takes another one here. He provides something on this defense that nobody else has for the Spartans. He gets down and he will take the charges at any moment and at any time.
And he gets a round of applause as he leaves the lineup. As Calvin Seeley came back in. 48 seconds to play here in the first half. 6-point Emporia High lead. Here's Rylan Crowell. In between the circles now, swinging over to Sheldon Stewart. Sheldon dribbling over to his left. Rylan, left wing of three, short. Rebound picked up by Dom Ridley. 30 seconds to play in the half. Spartans up 6, 28-22. Spartans leading the 10th ranked team in 3A. Emporia High playing their third game of the season. This is Hayden's second game in as many nights. Here is Grace swinging over to Mitchell. 12 seconds. Over to Ridley. Right wing against Trove. Ridley, jumper on the way. No. Rebound picked up by Grace. Grace with a jumper. No. Put back. Charvat is up and good. And this game will be a 28-24 Emporia High lead as we go to the break here at Y Auditorium. Up next, Long Bine All Plaza halftime show. We'll visit with Emporia High Lady Spartan coach Carolyn Dorsey here in just a few moments. 28-24, Emporia High leading Hayden. This is Spartan basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports being brought to you by Shoal Construction. Serving the Emporia area with roofing, siding, gutters, and windows. Contact Shoal Construction 620-591-2907 online at shoalroofing.com. The Flint Hills Mall, a convenient option for your new or growing retail business. To learn more about becoming a mall tenant, call 620-342-4631 or visit flinthillsmall.com. And Walburn's Roofing, your local roofing and guttering expert. Contact Brian Walburn for a free estimate, 620-366-1310. A healthy roof is a healthy home.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham. Where service isn't expensive, it's priceless. By John North Ford, Lincoln and Nissan, sales, parts, and service since 1963. By Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue, where it's all about the meat. And by the RV Dock, 618 Industrial Road, repairs for your RV for over 24 years.
This is Emporia High Spartan Basketball. It's time for the Longbine Auto Plaza halftime show. Longbine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia. Driven by longbineauto.com. Back to the gymnasium, here's Dylan Sherwood.
Back at Wild Auditorium, Emporia High leads Hayden 28-24, and joined now by Emporia High lead Spartan coach Carolyn Dorsey. And coach, I mean, just gotten too many holes tonight and got down seven, and, you know, tied the game there early in quarter number three. And Hayden threw every punch. You know, you got to one on several occasions there in the final couple minutes. But Hayden just made a couple big free throws down the stretch.
Yeah, no, I think we went scoreless for 7 minutes in the second quarter. We lost that game in the second quarter. We tried hard. It was to a lot of effort. I don't think they didn't try to do the right thing, but unfortunately it didn't work for us. You know, we struggled to score. It was one pass and shot. We settled. All those keys that we talked about that were on the board, I thought we did the opposite. Yeah. It wasn't for lack of effort. They're good kids. They're hurting. This stung. We haven't lost this early in a while. It's good for them, you know. Unfortunately, it happens. That's part of the game, and wasn't our night, but you can't go against a good team and not score for 7 minutes and think you're still going to be able to dig yourself out of that hole, which we almost did.
Well, Kermer gets 21 tonight, and Lexi DeWitt ties a career high with 12, but DeWitt, you know, made that and one, kind of gave you guys some momentum going into the locker room.
Yeah, you know, I think Lexi, she always competes, and she's strong at the rim. I think she runs hard every time in transition. You know, Kermer, like I said, she scored. I didn't think she had that many, which is good, but I know she got flustered, you know, and I told her, I said, man, don't ever give anybody a reason to see you flustered, you know, and unfortunately at that next level, she's got to be a little more composed, and she will be. I know she plays with a lot of emotion, but I thought, you know, once she gets frustrated, that the basket gets smaller for her, and unfortunately it didn't, and she still had 21 or whatever, you know, I think that's tough. Lexi, like I said, she always does everything you need her to do. 12 is good for her. If she scores 12 every night, we'd be pretty decent.
Yeah. Well, you're going to go to the drawing board and get ready for Spring Hill. And
yeah.
You know what they have. And Sydney Buescher,
right.
You know, had a double-double against Hayden last night. And she's basically their bread and butter. But, you know, I know they're going to scare you a little bit, but they also battled with you pretty close last year and led by 8 in this building.
Yeah, you know, I think that they'll be tough. You know, we can't make the mistake of losing one game, and my assistant said it best, of losing one and turn it into two. They're upset. This group doesn't lose a lot, and they did tonight. You know, they got us, and that's a pain of regret. It's a terrible feeling. But unfortunately, fortunately for us, it's game 3 and not game 21. And we got to turn around pretty quick. And hopefully they come back out with a purpose and a little bit of fight. Again, it just, like I said, unfortunately wasn't anybody's night. I'm sure I didn't do things right. I don't know what that would have been at the current moment. But this will keep me up. Spring Hill's talented, good size, good-looking, strong athletes. And if we play a half-court game, you saw tonight, we struggle in the half. We're good in transition. We are not great in the half, and Spring Hill will try to slow us down, and if we don't get the tempo, we're going to struggle again.
Well, Coach, thanks for the time. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yep, thank you, guys.
That's Emporia High Lady Spartan Coach Carolyn Dorsey joining us here at halftime as the Lady Spartans fall 50-45. They get Spring Hill tomorrow at 1, and they will have a little bit of time to regroup. So, Lady Spartans, 6th-ranked team in 5A, fall 50-45 tonight. Right now it's 28-24, Emporia High leading the Hayden boys. Let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll go over the numbers. This is Spartan Basketball.
The Holiday Red Tag Savings Event continues at Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia. And the savings are great. Come in. Get over $9,000 in total Red Tag savings on a 2023 Chevy Silverado 1500 LT Crew Cab 4x4 truck. And come in. See the all-new electric Chevy EV models. We've got 3 in stock. Test drive one for yourself. So for Holiday Red Tag savings on new Chevy models, come into Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia today. Or visit us 24/7 at longbineauto.com. Come see us today. Chevy. Find new roads.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Pete Euler. For great service and great rates, see State Farm agent Pete Euler. By Annette Taylor at Salon Mirage. From cuts and perms to manicures and massages, contact Annette for an appointment today by calling or texting 620-344-4197. And by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution.
KVOE, live and local.
Where I have it. Back at Wyatt Auditorium, 28-24 in favor of Emporia High. We will go over our stats here in just a moment as I got to adjust something on the iPad. So that will be happening here in just a second. There we go. Now our stats are up to date. And they are brought to you by Robert's Blue Barnett Funeral Home, supporting local causes with a strong commitment, making Lyon County a better place to be. Scoring for Hayden, 7 from Dominic Ridley lead the way. 4 each from Badia and Charvot. 3 from Grace, 2 from Hanukkah, Mitchell with 2, Hobach with 2. Hayden, 8 of 22, 36%, 1 of 5 from 3, 20%. They were 7 of 8 for 88% from the free throw line. 12 rebounds and 5 turnovers. For Emporia High, River Peters with 12, 7 from Sheldon Stewart, Rylan Crowell with 5, and 2 each from Blake Spellman and Calvin Seeley. Emporia High, 11 of 21 from the field, 52%, 2 of 8 from beyond the arc, that's 25%, 4 of 6 from the free throw line, at 67%. They rebounded the ball 11 times, had 5 turnovers, and those are your halftime stats brought to you by Robert Blue Barnett Funeral Home, supporting local causes with a strong commitment, making Lyon County a better place to be. Take a break. This has been the Long Bite All Plaza Halftime Show. Third quarter is next, 2024 Emporia High. This is Spartan Basketball.
The Holiday Red Tag Savings Event continues at Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia. And the savings are great. Come in. Get over $9,000 in total Red Tag savings on a 2023 Chevy Silverado 1500 LT Crew Cab 4x4 truck. And come in. See the all-new electric Chevy EV models. We've got 3 in stock. Test drive one for yourself. So for Holiday Red Tag savings on new Chevy models, come into Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia today. Or visit us 24/7 at longbineauto.com. Come see us today. Chevy, find new roads.
This has been the Longbine Auto Plaza Halftime Show. Longbine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia. Driven by LongbineAuto.com. The second half is next. This is Emporia High Spartan Basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports being brought to you by Clark Alamein II, attorney at law, representing the injured and accused in the Emporia and surrounding area for over 18 years. Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. And the Emporia State Federal Credit Union, offering you banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans.
KVOE, live and local.
Back at White Auditorium, Emporia High leads 28-24. And Hayden will counter with their starting five of Badia, Kobach, Charvot, Ridley, Grace. It'll be Stewart, Spellman, Rio, Seeley, Peters for Emporia High. And Emporia High will get Wichita Trinity, who won against Spring Hill earlier. And that was a fun game, and Spring Hill had a chance to win it. Had a layup and a questionable goaltend. They had a block and didn't call goaltends. So if Emporia High wins this game, then they'll be dealing with a Trinity team that's also coming off a victory. Emporia High and their home whites. Spartans across the chest in black. Red lettering moving from right to left. Sheldon Stewart across the timeline, swinging over to Calvin Seeley here on the left wing. Bounce pass, Josh Rios in between the circles. Back to Sheldon Stewart, right wing. Now River Peters. Now Blake Spellman with a river screen. Back to Josh, swinging over to Calvin Seeley. Seeley, now River Peters, top of the key. Now to Sheldon Stewart, left wing. Back to Josh Rios. Now to Blake Spellman, right wing. Spellman gets it to River Peters. They swing it around the horn. 7:25 to play, third quarter. Spartans up 4, 38-28-24. River Peters, left wing. Bounce pass, Josh Rios here near side. Now back up front to Sheldon Stewart. Sheldon with a spin move against Ridley. That's a lot of switching. Here's River Peters. Wants a three right wing. Short. Long rebound tracked down by Cooper Grace for Hayden. A minute into the third. Emporia High up 4, 28-24. Here's Jacob Padilla swinging over to Kobach. That's a defense chant coming by the Spartans intersection. High post, skip pass up, out to Padilla, right wing, the lefty. He'll back it back out. Here's a Charvot screen. Padilla in traffic, lost it, got it back. Hands it off to Grace, out to Padilla. Now Ridley, right wing, steps inside the perimeter, back out to Ridley, or correction, Padilla. Padilla, bounce pass inside to Charvat, who almost got it poked away. Now at the right elbow, here's Grace. Now back to Padilla, right wing of three, short. Rebound loose on the floor. It is picked up by Calvin Seeley. Here comes Calvin, and he lost it. It is stolen by Charvat. And Charvat lost it, stolen by Emporia High. It was Sheldon Stewart who came up with it. 2 minutes into the third. Here's Calvin Seeley, high post left side. Out to River Peters, top of the key. Now Josh Rios with it. Ooh, Josh almost lost it. Here's Calvin Seeley in between the rings. Now River Peters. River. Swing over to Sheldon Stewart. Neither team has scored a bucket here in the first 2.5 of quarter number three. River to the cup right side. Floater on the way is up and good. River Peters has 14. And Emporia High's lead is 6. 30-24. 5:21 to play in quarter number three.
Nice move by River to get first basket of the half.
Here's Cooper Grace, entry pass, floater for Charvat from the high post left side. Charvat with six for Hayden. And the lead is back to four for the Spartans at 30-26, 3 minutes into quarter number three. A fast-moving third quarter. Here's a skip pass. Josh Rios, right wing, he shuffles. Breck and Crowell. Back in, Seeley and Rios sit down as Grace sits down for Hayden as Hanukkah back in. 4:50 to play, quarter number three. Spartans up four. Spartans have led by as many as eight in this contest. Here's Padilla, top of the key, dribbling over to his right. Padilla looking to attack against Sheldon Stewart at the high post, right side. Alec Kolbach. Kolbach, jumper on the way from 10, crawls in. Cooper Kolbach, his first field goal of the night. He's got four, and the Hayden deficit is two. 30-28, 4:21 to play here in the third. Now River Peters, right wing, and Emporia High needs an answer. Led by six. Here is River, dribbling it back out. Now the Cooper rack. Cooper, swing over to... In the river, River left side, high post, layup, no. He got it fouled, and Connor Hanukkah just picked up number three. River being the aggressor there. Hanukkah's third, team foul number one of quarter number three. River Peters the line, 14 points for the junior. The first one up is missing. Calvin Seeley back in for Emporia High as Spellman will take a seat.
So far tonight, River doing a lot of the heavy lifting. 14 points tonight. Got a field goal in this half. Let's see if he can put this free throw in.
Second one for River. Swish. River, one of two, has 15. Lead is back to three for Emporia High. 31-28, under four to play here in the third. Here is Kolbach. He wants a three left wing. No. Off the back iron, rebound tap into the hands of Calvin Seeley.
Kolbach pulling up from way deep as well.
Here is Rylan Crowell in the corner, right corner. No, rebound wreck. No, and Cooper is fouled, and Kolbach is the guilty party.
Kolbach pleading with the ref that it was a jump ball, but the ref was saying no, foul on the floor, and they got that on one on Padilla, actually.
Oh, and Padilla just picked up number three instead. Third team foul on Hayden as Mitchell will come in for Padilla. And it is a non-shooting foul. Here is Sheldon Stewart, left wing. Now Calvin Seeley, left corner. Swinging around, here is Sheldon. Back to River Peters. Now Wreck with it. Cooper. Now right side full court. It's Calvin Seeley against Kolbach. Calvin almost lost it. I know Trey Brown wanted to travel. Here's Wreck right side. Cooper dribbling it back out, right wing, now Peters with it. River for three, right wing, short. Rebound picked up by Ridley for Hayden. Ridley looking to attack against Rylan Crowell, passed it off to Kolbach in traffic, and a holding foul in on the baseline against Emporia High. Foul on Sheldon Stewart, or no, Calvin Seeley. his first, or his third, team foul number one here in quarter number three. As Cade Mitchell will inbound to the right of his own bucket, inbounds to Charvai, and River with a steal. River looking to go, and he took it to him. Slam it down for River. River slammed it down, got 17. Lead is 5 for Emporia High, 33-28. 2:43 to play here in the third. And a foul on Ryland Crowell as Ridley being the aggressor. Ryland's first, team foul number two.
And River Peters with some easy ups. He just floated and threw that ball down.
And he had it in transition. As Mitchell inbound to Hanneke, now Charvat with the top of the key. Charvat and Ryland to the floor. No foul, no offensive foul called on Hayden. Lee Baldwin directing traffic defensively. Here is Kolbach. And an offensive foul on Hayden.
Going to go against Charvat.
Charvat. His second, team foul number three on Hayden here in quarter number three. Emporia High up 5, 33-28, 2:20 to play here in the third. Ryland Crowell left wing trying to feed it. Out to Calvin, straight on a three. Short, rebound, bodies to the floor, and a foul on who? As Ryland Crowell, Rec, we're going to the ball, and they're going to get Ryland with a foul, his second, third team foul on the Spartans. Becker back in for Hayden as Kolbach will sit down. You know, Kolbach just followed me on Twitter.
Yep, you mentioned that yesterday.
Yeah, I saw that. People know who I am, so that's kind of cool. Here's Cade Mitchell, right wing. Now the Becker, top of the key. And swing it over to Hanneke. Dish it off to Ridley, right wing. Ridley wants a three, and he swished it down the drain. Ridley leading the way for Hayden with 10, and it's down to 2. 33-31, Emporia High, 1:41 to play. In the rec, high post left side, layup, no. Rebound picked up by Charvat, no foul called. And loose on the floor, and Seeley with a steal, and it gave it back up, and Mitchell with it. And missing from point blank was Dom Ridley. Rebound Spartans. Here comes Sheldon to the cup. He lays it up and got it to go. Timeout, Lee Baldwin, full.
Hayden slow getting back in transition. Sheldon Stewart taking perfect advantage of it and putting in the bucket.
9 points for Sheldon Stewart. The lead is 4 for Emporia High. 35-31, 1:18 to play here in the third. Let's take a 30. This is Spartan Basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Good's Cash Saver, home of fresh cut meat, triple inspected produce, big selections, and great value. Remember to get it at Good's. By Longvine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia. Driven by LongvineAuto.com. And by Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at Emporia.edu.
KVOE, live and local.
Well, Emporia High out of timeout. Former Spartan for Lee Baldwin. Parker Lee doing some filming. He's actually done some good photo work and video work, and actually got some good video last night and posted on his social media.
Mm-hmm. PJ Films, I believe, on
Instagram. PJ Films on IG.
He posts some pretty nice stuff for Emporia State and the high school as well. I suggest checking it out.
He's done some good things for Don Weiss in the athletic department at Emporia State. And Parker went to the bowl game last week.
Yep, a member of the Emporia High football team as well. Yep. Emporia State football team, I mean.
Yep. Well, he was a member of the Emporia High team. And almost a steal by Sheldon Stewart. Here is Cade Mitchell, right wing against Ryland Crowell. Ryland's right in there. Mitchell to the cup, right side. He laid it up and in.
Nice move by Mitchell to get to the hoop.
Mitchell with 4. Lead is down to 2. And a steal by Mitchell. Emporia High lost it. And Sheldon got it back in the backcourt. Here's Reck at the top of the key. Now Peters. River, 13-footer straight on. Fouled in the act. River will get two free throws with 52.2 to play in the third.
That's Hanika's fourth foul.
The sophomore with his fourth team, and that is the fourth team foul on Hayden. And River will go to the line. He's got 17. The first one up is short, as Grace will come in for Hanako, just picked up number four. Trey Brown not going deep into his bench, including Jacob Dicer, who played in all three games last year. River misses two. The second rebound picked up by Grace. Two-point Emporia High lead. 35-33, 45 seconds to play here in the third from White Auditorium. Here's Mitchell in the paint. Turnaround jumper from 14, way off. Rebound picked up by Sheldon Stewart. Sheldon in across the timeline out to Seeley. Extra pass, Ryland. A deep three. Right wing, no. Rebound.
That was from behind the college three-point line.
Ridley with the rebound. Hayden has the last opportunity with 15 seconds to play in quarter number three. It's been a fun one here through the first almost 24 minutes. Here's Grace. Lost in. River just got called with a foul. River second. Only the 14 foul on for AI. It was not a shooting foul. Hayden has 5 seconds to work with. Spellman back in for the Spartans. River will get a breather with 5 ticks to play. Cade Mitchell to play it right in front of Alex Alamang, who's in that Spartan student section. Here is Ridley. Ridley looking at attack floater on the way. No, but a foul with 4 tenths. And Ridley will get two free throws here with 4 tenths to play in the quarter. Foul is on Cooper Reck. His second. 15 foul. Dom Ridley to the line for two to try to get it to one or even tie the game.
So far, he's hit 3 free throws in tonight's matchup.
First one, nothing but nay. He's got 11. One more for Dom Ridley. 5'7 senior. This would be for the tie. Second one, short. Rebound wreck. And that will do it for quarter number three. Emporia High clinging to a 35-34 lead here at White. Let's take a break. The fourth quarter is next. You're listening to Spartan Basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by ValueNet Fiber. Always available, always fast, and always reliable. By Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home, proudly serving the Lyon County area since 1928. And by Mr. G's Express Car Wash. Get unlimited car washes for as little as $21.99 a month. Mr. G's Express Car Wash at the corner of 6th and Prairie.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Country Mart 1020 Merchants. From their fresh meat cut and wrapped on site to fresh produce, deli, and bakery, get in, get out, and get on with your day. The Emporia Public Schools, they build futures. And by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger, it's your future, let's protect it. Call 342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com.
KVOE, live and local.
Back at White Auditorium. Fans, the entire KVOE network of stations streaming online, now on one page. Listen to any of our stations at kvoe.com/listen. And can't listen to the game, follow KVOE AM 1400 on Twitter or go to facebook.com/kvoenews for scoring updates throughout the game, brought to you by Good Cash Saver and Country Mart.
Been neck and neck these and Sheldon, entire three quarters. It's a one-point game going into it.
Sheldon Stewart and Cade Mitchell was talking with one of our officials. It is, and Hayden will get the ball to start quarter number four. Here's Padilla playing with three fouls. It is Padilla, Charvot, Kolbach, Ridley, and Mitchell for Hayden. Here's Ridley. Top of the key, now Padilla with it, and a foul on Calvin. And for Calvin, that is number four. Team foul number one.
Calvin not too happy with himself, visibly frustrated.
Right.
Looks like Harry's going to be coming in for him.
Yep. And Ryland Krause also in for Emporia High. So it's Stewart, Trell, Krause, Spellman, Rios. Actually, Rivers in. Totally forgot. Here's Padilla, now Mitchell. Now back up top to Ridley against Ryland. Ridley lost the handle. And Mitchell for the lead, right corner, air ball. Rebound, Charvot. And a steal by Sheldon Stewart. Emporia High with number 3-on-1. Ryland layup, left side, good! Sheldon Stewart, the assist. Ryland has a new career high of 7, and the Spartan lead is 3, 37-34, 7:08 to play. Ridley lost, he tripped, and he got bumped into by Ryland Crow, and down is Josh Rios.
He's holding his left thigh quad area.
Well, this is not, and for Ryland, his third, second team foul. And you better be hoping this is cramps.
Yeah, cramps, best case scenario right now for Josh.
He is up from his back. And Ryland, and he's going to try to put some weight on it. Lee Baldwin to the right. Josh is all right. He's got some pain, but. You know, he's a warrior. Yeah. He's been a warrior here in the first almost three games.
Walking off under mostly his own power, a little bit help from Coach Baldwin. He's going to fight through it.
Yeah, Josh is tough. Had to play both ways for the Spartans on the gridiron this year. After not playing his sophomore year, going to get checked out.
Good chance that he's out for the game.
Yeah, I wouldn't speculate that. So here is Charvot. Now to Mitchell, now Padilla, left wing, wide open for three, no, short. Rebound picked up by Reck for Emporia High. And a foul. And it is two free throws for Sheldon Stewart. Foul is on Mitchell, his second. First team foul of quarter number four. And Sheldon Stewart to the line. Sheldon, 6-for-6 on the season. 9 points for the senior. First one short.
And how about Ryland Crowell tonight? He has really stepped up, a sophomore, playing a big role so far tonight for this Emporia offense.
And I mentioned to Coach Baldwin about Ryland Crowell. Look at what happened. Second one for Sheldon. Nothing but net. Sheldon in double figures with 10. Second time this season he's in double figures. Emporia High's lead is 4, 38-34. 6:45 to play. Here's Medea at the free throw line. Lobs it in to Charvat in traffic. Jumper on the way. Swish. Over two defenders. Charvat has 8. And the lead is 2.
Just a rainbow floater, and he got it fall.
38-36. Emporia High is. Padilla was right there. Sheldon right wing of 3. Way off.
It looks like Padilla actually got a piece of it.
All right, well, it's out of bounds off him. A lucky break for Emporia High. Sheldon Stewart to trigger in to the right of his own bucket. Sheldon inbounds, Ryland Crowell right wing. Back to Sheldon in the corner right side. Sheldon against Cade Mitchell as he dribbles out to the right wing. Sheldon bounced past the River Peters. Lost a handle for a second. Now Reck at the free throw line. Out to Calvin Seeley. Now Ryland Crowell with it. Left wing, Padilla's on him. Here's Cooper, Reck. Reck looking to attack. Reck out to Ryland Crowell. Ryland attacks, floater on the way. No, off it. Off. Mount rebound picked up by Charvat. And Hayden can tie or take the lead on this possession. The 10th ranked team in 3A. Playing their second game in as many nights. They started the season yesterday. Not play on the opening night of the high school season this year. Here is Padilla out to Mitchell or Ridley against Sheldon Stewart. Now Padilla, right wing. Padilla against Ryland. Padilla in traffic. Puts up a crazy shot over River Peters and got it to go. Padilla has 6, and this game is tied at 38. 5:13 to play.
Nice scoop shot from Padilla to get that basket and get him back in this game.
River Peters, right wing, now the wreck, high post. Out to Sheldon Stewart, right wing, now Ryland Crowell. Over to Calvin, trying to feed it in the River. I know River wants that basketball. Here's Cooper Reck, now River back with it. Left wing, entry pass, Sheldon. Sheldon, turnaround jumper, good! Nothing but net! Sheldon Stewart has 12, and Emporia High back up front. 40-38, 4:40 to play. Padilla almost lost it, but tracked it back down. Here's a Kobach screen at the top. Now Charvat, now Kobach wants a three. No, it's off the side of the rim.
Kobach has been ice cold tonight. You know, they're 6-for-8 yesterday, but cannot get a three to fall.
Rebound went to Reck.
Looks like Josh is going to re-enter
this
game.
That's good. A good sign to see. Give him the green light. Trelk's at the table as well. Here is a Reck screen. Now Sheldon Stewart, left wing. We're getting close to stretch time here at White. A nice dish off to River Peters from Sheldon. And River will get two free throws with 4:03 to play. Spartans up two. Foul is on Kobach. His first. Team foul number two. I had Kobach with two. More subs. Uh-oh. Jacob Deister. River to line for two. First one, Carlton. River with 18, looking for 19. As Trelk and Rios in for Reck.
Jacob Deister coming in for Cooper Kobach, trading one shooter for the other.
And Kobach had 18 in Spartan Gymnasium in January. River second. Good. River with 19. Lead is back to four for Emporia High, 42-38. Under four to play. Deister, the 6'1 junior. 18 points against the Spartans in Spartan Gymnasium. And Trey Brown will take a 30 to talk things over. Let's keep it right here with 3:50 to play. Spartans up four. Swindled. You know. Deister. He had a couple big shots in the game at Hayden in February, and he's a good player for this team, just hasn't played much, and he didn't even play the first matchup last year at Hawaii Auditorium here last year,
and this is his first minutes of the game as well.
Yep.
Obviously, they didn't like what they were getting from Cooper Kobach, and I mean, not very efficient shooting from behind the arc. Other than a Dominic Ridley three and a Cooper Grace three, but they want to get him the ball and see if he can get any open looks.
Well, Quinn, I have to tell you this. Both teams have made two threes. Emporia High 2-for-14, while Hayden is 2-for-11. Emporia High inside the arc 70% at 14 of 20. 16 of 34 from the field, under 50%. Pretty efficient for a team that was lacking depth coming into the season.
Absolutely.
Here is Deister swinging in. They get in to Charvat. Blocked by River. They're going to get a goaltend. Did they count? Yes, they did. Well, Wendold, we saw that at the end of the Spring Hill game. Not called there.
Yeah, I don't really know if that would have been a goaltend. Very close, though. Very close.
And here's a little trap as Emporia High gets in the front court. River Peters to the cup. Slam it home. No, they wave it off. Offensive foul. Oh, my goodness.
On who?
On who? On Josh Rios inside.
And that would have been a huge energy booster. River went up and slammed it home, but they called the bucket off. That's the second time today that River's dunk has been called off because of one of his teammates' fouls.
Josh is out. Is Reck back in with 3:30 to play. It's a two-point game after the goaltend. Here is Deister out to Badia, right wing. Entry pass into Ridley, high post right side. Badia still with it out to Hanika, left corner. Now back to Badia. Here's a Hanika screen. And Hanika lost control of it. Out of bounds. It's staying with Hayden as Sheldon Stewart almost had a steal against Hanika. And Hanika in there with four personal fouls. As you can tell, the reserves for Emporia High that are behind the bench, the JV players, C-team players, getting fired up. Here's Ridley to the cup. Missed all of it. Rebound, River Peters. River looking to go all the way, and he got his pocket picked by Padilla. A two-on-one. Ridley, a reverse no, and rebound to Hanukkah. Here's Padilla for three. No. Rebound, Charvat. And they'll back it out with 2:45 to play. Spartans up to 42-40. Looking to upset their second rank. The inside, a layup missed by Charvat. Point blank, rebound Sheldon Stewart. Emporia High looking for its second win of the season against a ranked team in the KBCA rankings. Here's Harry Trelk, the freshman, against Hanukkah. Harry dribbling to his right. Now to Seeley. Now in between the rings, there's Sheldon Stewart. Hayden has two team fouls here in the quarter. Emporia High with three. Here is Cooper Rack. Sheldon Stewart looking to attack. Lays it up, took it to the glass, and laid it up and in. And Sheldon ties a career high with 14. And timeout, Lee Baldwin, and it's a full. Let's take a 30. Emporia High up four. 44-40, 2:05 to play. This is Spartan Basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports brought to you by Gerald Schumann Electric, the one to call for all your electrical needs from residential to commercial to industrial. Call 620-342-2176. By Mark II Lumber Company, find a complete line of building materials and hardware priced right every day at 825 East 6th. And by Nextech Wireless, proud to invest in Kansas communities. Stop into your local Nextech Wireless to see how they can support all your wireless needs. Nextech Wireless, working for Kansas because they are Kansas.
KVOE, live and local.
4-point Emporia High lead, 44-40. 2:05 remaining in this one. Emporia High, last Friday night, upset number 9 in 4A, Ottawa, by 11 points. But this one is closer than that one. It is the 10th ranked team in 3A, Hayden, who made it to the state tournament last year. And their head coach, Dwayne Paul, the Emporia native, is now at 6A Free State. I know DP would love to be at this game.
And the crowd getting rowdy.
2 minutes to play. Hayden with the basketball. Padilla to the cup, missed it, left side, put back Kolbach. And it's down to two. Kolbach has six, 44-42. River to the cup, left side, no. Offensive foul called on River. And the charge taken by Charvat.
That is huge change of the possession. It's a one possession game, under 2 minutes left. River going with the spin move and just getting the charge.
Third team foul or fourth team foul on Emporia High here in quarter number four. Fourth team foul, and they will wipe up some perspiration in the lane. Kyla Herkins gets to clean up the perspiration.
Yeah, we're official out here today in White Auditorium. No towel usage.
Truth. What does tomorrow have to offer? 44-42, Emporia High leading. 100 seconds left in this one. Here is Padilla with a Hanukkah screen. Now to Tom Ridley, left wing. Ridley against River Peters. Ridley leading them in scoring. He's at the top. Here is Padilla. Harry Trelk, the freshman, is on him. They switch. River is on Padilla. Deflected, almost stolen by Trelk. Here is Ridley. Ridley at the free throw line. Lost it. Picked up by Charvat. Bodies to the floor. A minute 10 to go. And timeout, Trey Brown. The Shawnee Heights product wants a full. Let's take a 30. A minute 9 to play. 44-42 Spartans. This is Spartan Basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports being brought to you by Black Creek Diesel and Automotive, 3105 West 6th Avenue. Proud to serve the area's automotive, diesel, and heavy equipment repair needs. The Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person and not an account number. And Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations.
KVOE, live and local.
109 remaining here in the final game of day number two of the Paul Terry Classic. Emporia High leads 44-42. Alongside Quinn Dolden with studio coordinator Connie Osorio back at the KVOE studios, I'm Dylan Sherwood. Tomorrow, Emporia High will get Spring Hill on the girls' side. Wichita Trinity will be the opponent for the boys. 1 and 2:30 games. We'll have those games for you on Mix 104.9. That's due to KU playing Missouri at 4:15, so we have to move Emporia High to the mix tomorrow. So, programming note, everyone listening here tonight, we will be on the mix tomorrow, and it'll be a four basketball games on the doublehead on the docket on the mix tomorrow. Bounce pass over to Kobach, left wing. Entry pass into Charvat against Reck. Turnaround hook. No. Rebound loose. It's picked up by Seeley. And a foul with 57.2. It is the third team foul on Hayden. They will get Kolbach, his second, third team foul. It'll be ball in backcourt for Emporia High.
Harrison Troak, the freshman, playing some major minutes for this team.
Sheldon Stewart, here's a trap. Now Calvin Seeley. Now Harry Troak dribbling over here, near side. Hanukkah is on him. Harry, timeout, Lee Baldwin. And he wants a 30. Let's keep it right here. 49 seconds left. It's only December, Quinn Dold.
And we are getting some incredible basketball here at White Auditorium.
And I need to remind everybody, rematch. Both these teams, January 2nd at Hayden.
It's going to be one people circle.
It's going to be a good way to start the new year, too.
It's going to be an incredible way to start the new year.
Man, I'm excited for January 2nd now.
Oh, me too.
I was excited for January 2nd at this time last year when the two teams met here at White. But Emporia High trying to put another signature win on their young resume. Harry Troak to inbound. Harry inbounds River in traffic. Oh, Padilla wanted a flagrant. And it'll be on Padilla. His fourth. Fourth team foul.
Yeah, he got a River Peter elbow straight to the chin, but he shook it off like it was nothing.
Zach Peters is standing up applauding. 47.3. Next Hayden foul puts Emporia High at the line. Inbounds to Sheldon Stewart. Sheldon. Now to Harry Troak. Left corner. Back to Sheldon. And they fouled Sheldon. Dom Ridley will be the guilty party. His second. Team foul number five. Emporia High shooting. And Quinn Dold, when this matchup happened last year here in White, it came down to free throws. And one of those guys that made some free throws, Parker Leeds.
He's here tonight watching. Hopefully Sheldon can do the same and emulate what he did last year.
Sheldon Stewart, new career high. 15 for the 6-foot senior. Spellman will come back in for Troak. The Emporia High lead is 3, 45-42. 41.4 remaining. Sheldon looking for one more for his 16th. It's short. Hanukkah rebound. Timeout, Lee Baldwin. What does he want? He's got one left. Takes a 30. Let's keep it right here. Well, as I mentioned, basketball on the airwaves tomorrow. KVOE will have Kansas, Missouri. 2:30 pregame, 4:15. Country 101.7 FM has K-State at LSU. That's an 11:30 pregame with a 12:30 tip-off. And on Mix 104.9 tomorrow, we'll have four games. Yes, I said four games. They all happen in this building. will start at 12:40 with pregame coverage between Emporia High and Spring Hill on the girls' side. That'll be followed by the Emporia High boys and Wichita Trinity. And then, after Emporia High is done around 4:30, an hour later, we'll have pregame coverage of Emporia State and Northeastern State. Here is Padilla across the timeline with 35. Here is Kobach for three. Short rebound, Spellman, and a foul. Oh, and whistle's blowing. Spellman better not lose it. This crew had to call a technical on Carvel Reynoldson in the first game of our doubleheader.
And, I mean, Spellman and Ridley have been going on it all night. There's a previous foul on Ridley that, you know, Spellman wasn't too happy about. And there, I mean, he almost lost his cool. The referees and his teammates kept him back.
Ridley, his third. Two shots for Blake Spellman. Blake, 1-for-2 on the season for the 6-foot-1 senior. The first one on the way crawls off. Mitchell back in for Kobach.
Big free throw here. If he makes it, it's a 4-point game.
Yes. Blake looking to tie his career high, which is 3 points, which happened last Friday night against Ottawa in Spartan Gymnasium. Blake, a state medalist in the 4x400 relay in the spring. Second one for Blake. No! Got it stuck between the rim and the backboard. The possession, but it is called a jump ball. The possession arrow will give it to Emporia High. Spellman in for Troke, or Troke in for Spellman.
That is huge because
Emporia
did not have anybody to rebound the missed free throw. So the fact that it would have been to Hayden if he missed it and it was still in play. But the fact that it got stuck, huge break for the Emporia Spartans.
And Sheldon Stewart to trigger in the river. And Hanukkah reached in, and Hanukkah is done. Hanukkah too aggressive, his fifth.
That'll send River to the line.
Hanukkah fouls out with 30.2 left and 2 points scored. As Grace will come in for Hanukkah, and River Peters trying to look for his third 20-point game of the season. Uh-oh, Lee Baldwin saying no threes. All right, River, here's the first for a 4-point lead, short. Nobody in the lane for Emporia High. Rivers got to hit the second one. Papa Peters, Zach Peters, is watching his son. Second one for River. Swish. River, his third 20-point game of the season. 4-point Spartan advantage. 46-42. And a timeout for Hayden. And it's a full in the final timeout for Trey Brown. Let's take one more break real quick at 30 as we'll have the final 25.8 seconds left after this. You're listening to Spartan Basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Sports Connection, 2721 West 15th, serving the Emporia High Spartans for over 40 years. By Thurston's Plus Auto Body and Automotive, your complete service stop. Call them at 342-2613. Thurston's Plus is a proud supporter of Emporia High Sports. And by Moon Title and Escrow, 421 Commercial Emporia, Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish the Emporia High Spartans good luck.
KVOE, live and local.
Well, the Emporia High boys looking to salvage a split here tonight in the second day of the Paul Terry Classic as the Lady Spartans fall in our opener of tonight's doubleheader, 50-45 to Hayden. And Emporia High got to within one several times in the final minute, but couldn't get a couple stops, and Hayden made some free throws down the stretch. 46-42 Emporia High, 25.8 left. Emporia High looking for another signature win on their resume. Ridley the inbound right in front of Alex Alamang in the student section. Here is Padilla. Padilla at the top of the key. Harry Trelk is on him. Behind the back dribble for Padilla. Padilla to the cup. Missed it! Rebound Seeley! And Emporia High. And a foul with 12.6 left. And the Spartans can feel it. Foul will be on Grace, his first. Two free throws coming up. Go.
And a huge board from Seeley. And that ball almost got boarded by Kobach, but River getting a hand in there and deflecting it over to Calvin.
Sheldon Stewart, 15 points on the night. The first one, good. Sheldon with 16, looking for 17. Kobach back in for Grace. The lead is 5. And Emporia High with one more free throw to push it to 6. 12.6 left. Sheldon looking for 17. Hit it! Big free throws from Sheldon Stewart. 48-42 Spartans. 8 seconds to go. Padilla to the cup. And he laid it up and in. Padilla with 8. 4-point game. River inbounds. And they fouled River with a second left. And the Spartans can feel it. River's going to get it. 2 more free throws. Gets a high five from Harry Troke. Sheldon Stewart. And Emporia High's going to knock off 3A number 10.
Another ranked win for this Emporia team. Proving a lot of doubters wrong. You know, a lot of them didn't expect them to be able to be in these games and won them, but here they are proving everybody wrong.
River to the line for 2. Foul on Ridley, his 4th. River Peters, 2 more. The first one, switch. 21 for River, looking for 22. And to put Emporia High up 6. And remember, it took 50 points for the Hayden girls to win. The second one for River. Yes! 22 for River. 1 second left. The inbound is in. And down goes number 10 in 3A. And the Emporia High Spartans win it over Hayden. 50-44 to improve their record to 3-0. And the Spartans have a chance to win a tournament title tomorrow afternoon against Trinity. Quinn Dold, that one feels good for the Spartan faithful.
Absolutely, but they're not going to be satisfied unless they get that trophy tomorrow evening. They're going to be hungry for it.
50-44, Emporia High wins it 3-0 on the season. Let's take a break. When we come back, the Prairie Land Partners John Deere post-game show. Spartans win it, 50-44 over Hayden. This is Spartan basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Express Tire and Auto, your tire professionals and Polaris experts. See them at 806 East 12th in Emporia, next to the water tower. By Dr. Todd Detweiler, family physician, who believes that participation in extracurricular activities promotes a healthy lifestyle. And by Pizza Ranch. It's buffet done your way with pizza, chicken, desserts, and more. There's so much to love at Pizza Ranch, 3000 West 18th Avenue. Go Spartans!
Emporia High Spartan Sports being brought to you by Shoal Construction. Serving the Emporia area with roofing, siding, gutters, and windows. Contact Shoal Construction 620-591-2907 online at shoalroofing.com. The Flint Hills Mall, a convenient option for your new or growing retail business. To learn more about becoming a mall tenant, call 620-342-4631 or visit flinthillsmall.com. And Walburn's Roofing, your local roofing and guttering expert. Contact Brian Walburn for a free estimate, 620-366-1310. A healthy roof is a healthy home.
This is Emporia High Spartan Basketball. It's time for the Prairie Land Partners post-game show. Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. Once again, here's Dylan Sherwood.
Back at White Auditorium, Emporia High has knocked off number 10 in 3A, 50-44. Wow, Quinn Dold. Emporia High did not give up that lead in the second half. That game was tied a little bit, but Emporia High found a way to finish the job.
Absolutely. They played a lot of scrappy ball and a lot of heart and a lot of emotion in this game as well. The crowd got into it, you know, banging on those metal bleachers, getting it loud and, you know, just shaking up this Hayden team a little bit. And at the end, Emporia came out on top with some great performances by two great players.
Most definitely. As I gotta get my tweet out, I'll tell you what, man. This team, you know, Lee Baldwin said early with guys like Cooper Reck, Nolan Jacob out, along with Chase Harrington. Emporia High hopes to get Chase back here pretty soon, but they got one piece back tonight in game number three with Cooper Reck, and Cooper with big minutes tonight.
Yeah, huge minutes, and it was so fun to see him finally get back out there and provide a little bit of the jolt, some juice on that defense and offense that they previously didn't have, you know, giving them a little bit more height. And I mean, he isn't the tallest five, he's only 6'4", but he's the tallest for this Emporia team, and getting his athleticism back is huge. He's probably their most athletic player.
Well, are you ready for some stats, Quinn Dold?
Am I ever ready.
And they are brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home, supporting local causes with a strong commitment to making Lyon County a better place to be. First for Hayden, man. Hayden playing their second game in as many nights to start the season, and they have to play Spring Hill tomorrow. And those are two teams that lost. You got Spring Hill lost a heartbreaker, and Hayden getting knocked off by the Spartans here tonight. So Hayden, they had two in double figures, led by Dominic Ridley with 11, 10 from Carter Charvat, 8 from Jacob Padilla in his season debut, 6 from Cooper Kobach, 4 from Cade Mitchell, 3 from Cooper Grace, Connor Hanica with 2, Mason Becker, Jacob Deister played but did not score. Hayden, 17 of 46 from the field, 37%, 2 of 13 from beyond the arc, 15%, and 8 of 10 from the free throw line, that's 80%. 23 rebounds for Hayden, led by 9 boards from Carter Charvat, and 11 turnovers for Hayden. 40 victorious Emporia High Spartans, 2 in double figures, led by River Peters, third 20-point game this season. River had 22 tonight on 7 of 11, 8 of 12 from the free throw line. Sheldon Stewart, new career high with 17, 6 of 10 from the field for Sheldon, 4 of 6 at the line. And then the scoring goes down from there. Rylan Crowell with a new career high of 7, Blake Spellman and Calvin Seely each with 2, Josh Rios, Harry Trilk played but did not, and Cooper Reck played but did not score. And those are your game stats brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home, supporting local causes with a strong commitment to making Lyon County a better place to be. It is time now for our play of the game brought to you by Shelter Insurance for auto, home, business, or life insurance. See Shelter Agent Callie Madrano at 722 West 6th. Quinn, there's got to be something on your mind with a play of the game.
What I got, you know, about 30 seconds left, Sheldon, 2 free throws to ice the game, go up by 6 and just put it out of reach for that Hayden team.
I like that. That is our play of the game, brought to you by Shelter Insurance. For auto, home, business, or life insurance, see Shelter Agent Callie Madrano, 722 West 6th. Time now for our player of the game, brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. Let's pick our player of the game after this 30-second break from Toso Family Eye Care. Spartans win it 50-44 over Hayden, 3-0 on the season. You're listening to Spartan Basketball.
Did you know that 80% of what we remember is visual? Make some great memories this holiday season and beyond when you visit Toso Family Eye Care. Dr. Caitlin Toso handles all general eye care and management of eye disease. At Toso Family Eye Care, you'll find unique frames and a variety of contact lenses to help you look and see your best this season. Call 620-342-6282 to make an appointment. Find them on Facebook or online, tosofamilyeyecare.com.
And our player of the game honors, Sheldon Stewart. River might have gone for 22 tonight, but Sheldon Stewart with a career-high 17 points. And Sheldon, man, the dude is good this year.
Yeah, he has been playing.
He is really doing some good things right now. And, you know, let's see, 14 points in the season opener, 9 last night, 17 tonight. He's averaging about 13 points a game right now. He averaged about 6 points a game, but I'll tell you, last year, but he was able to distribute the ball a lot last year.
He's doing a lot more than just scoring. He runs this offense, and, you know, he never takes a break. He's on the court all the time. He is their leader, and he leads this team into the battle.
So honorable mention honors to River. 22 points for him, but, you know, got to give it to Sheldon. Sheldon tonight came up big, 17 points. He had 7 quick points in the first quarter. And there was a reason why Emporia High was in this game early. So Sheldon Stewart is our player of the game, brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. And I believe the Spartans are going to come out of the locker room. Going to wait on Lee Baldwin and keep it right here. Let me give you some scores real quick. Crowd on the floor. And Cooper's mom giving Cooper a big hug, and Cooper making his debut on the hardwood and Papa Rack. This is a special win, and I know there's a lot of, you know, Quinn Dold. I have called 18 Emporia High Spartan victories. And there are a lot of wins that I like to talk to Lee Baldwin about. And this one is just as special.
Yeah, it's
another marquee win. So we will have Coach Baldwin as he is coming up to the table. And joined now by Emporia High Spartan coach Lee Baldwin. And coach, man, what a game. You were able to do some good things right. And Sheldon Stewart was big tonight, career high 17 for him. And when you see that out of Sheldon, and River still gets 22 tonight, you gotta like how Sheldon's a number two punch, and Sheldon could even be a number one punch if River struggles.
Yeah, it's a good problem to have.
It is a good problem to have.
It's at some point we're going to start making perimeter shots.
Yeah.
And when that happens, look out. We haven't shot the ball well yet this year, and we're still finding ways to win. We've beaten 2 ranked teams, and if you told me we were going to do that without shooting this way through 3 games, I don't know if I would have believed it. But credit to our guys, gutted one out.
Yeah. Well, Coach, according to my stats, you shot 71% inside the arc. I know the total field goal percentage goes down with 2 of 14 from 3.
So 2 of 14 from 3, so that means we are on the year now 6 for 38 from 3.
Yes.
So when you're 6 for 38 from 3 in 3 games, playing 2 ranked teams, you're usually not going to win those games. So,
well, you're 3-0.
Yeah, so at some point we're going to start knocking down an open perimeter shot.
Well, I need to ask you, Ryland Crow was big tonight, but the biggest roar in this gymnasium tonight was the return of Cooper Rick.
Oh, man. I'm so happy for him. Like, he worked his butt off during football. He was by far our best football player. Had a bad injury. He was playing well. Came to practice every day. Didn't complain. And I know it was killing him. And to work his way back and want to be a part of it, man, we wouldn't have won the night without him.
Yeah,
Didn't find out till it didn't even cleared until today. And I'm just so happy for him. He's a great kid. So mature for his age, and I'm just, I think a lot of Cooper.
Well, he's going to be big for you now. You got a piece back. That's good. That's a good sign to see. It's going to help you out.
That's a big piece.
That's the biggest piece of the puzzle.
That's a 2-year starter right there.
Yeah.
Once he gets back into shape, look out.
Well, is he going to be on minutes restriction here maybe before Christmas, or are you just going to let it roll with him?
No, we're on a winning restriction. That's all we're focused on. If he can help us win, where he's going to play.
Yeah. So. Well, sir, this was another good win, and, you're 4-0 against Hayden, which is unbelievable.
When you think about it, I think all – 3 of our 4 games could have gone the other way.
Yes.
So I'm not going to take a lot of credit for that, because 3 of those 4 could have gone their way.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
Obviously, luck has to be a part of that. We got lucky on a missed free throw tonight. I told Blake, thanks for missing it so bad that we got the jump ball on it. So he said, no problem. So,
well, Wichita Trinity, your thoughts. You get them tomorrow afternoon, and They had to gut one out today.
They did gut one out. We're going to speed them up. We're going to press them. We're going to turn it into a track meet.
All right.
That's what we're going to do tomorrow.
You know I love that.
Yes, you do. So
you scored 91 on them. I don't think you're going to score 91 on them tomorrow.
No, I'll bet my 401k on that we won't score 91 tomorrow. So
what's a realistic goal points wise tomorrow?
I just want to win.
You just want to be 1 point better.
If it's 3-2, I don't care. I don't care.
Coach, congratulations on the win. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
See you guys.
Yep. That's Emporia High Spartan Coach Lee Baldwin joining us here in postgame. Emporia High wins at 50-44. Let's take our final break here in the Prairie Land Partner Sean Deere postgame show. We'll wrap things up here in just a moment. Emporia High wins it 50-44 over Hayden. This is Spartan basketball.
Make sure your equipment is ready to run by letting a John Deere certified technician at Prairie Land Partners inspect it. Their power inspection program is going on now, giving you peace of mind that your equipment will be ready when you need it. From mowers, gators, skid steers, and compact tractors to large ag equipment, Prairie Land Partners technicians are there to keep your equipment up and running. Call, stop by, or visit PrairieLandPartners.com to schedule your equipment.
Prairie Land Partners.
This has been the Prairie Land Partners postgame show. Prairie Land Partners John Deere delivering the right solution. Final comments are next. This is Emporia High Spartan Basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports brought to you by Mel's Tire 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless. By John North Ford, Lincoln and Nissan, sales, parts, and service since 1963. By Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue, where it's all about the meat. And by the RV Dock, 618 Industrial Road. Repairs for your RV for over 24 years.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Pete Euler. For great service and great rates, see State Farm agent Pete Euler. By Annette Taylor at Salon Mirage. From cuts and perms to manicures and massages, contact Annette for an appointment today by calling or texting 620-344-4197. And by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution.
KVOE, live and local.
And back one final time here from White Auditorium. Emporia High wins it 50-44. In case you missed it, Lady Spartans go down to defeat tonight, 50-45 to Hayden. 2-1, and now got a Spring Hill team that's hungry. And then Wichita Trinity coming off a win on the boys' side. Going to be two more fun games tomorrow afternoon here at White. Quick turnaround for both teams.
Yeah, and Hayden's playing Spring Hill. It could be an interesting, three-way tiebreaker tomorrow. There's a lot of interesting situations that could go on in this tournament. Stick around and find out. And, Emporia men's, they're going to want to try and bring it home for the second straight year.
Well, is that your final comments before we wrap things up?
And that's what I got.
You got a quick turnaround. You got your notes for tomorrow already.
Yep, it's good. It's going to be great. Wichita Trinity, a hard-fought game today, beating Spring Hill. They're going to give it everything they got to this Emporia team.
Well, what a gritty win from Emporia High on the boys' side. Man, they are finding ways. They get one piece of the puzzle back tonight with Cooper Reck. You only got two more pieces left. And how can this team continue to play this good of a basketball? Three games left before Christmas, over a six-day span. How good can this team be? And how can the Emporia High girls respond from a loss? That is what I want to see. So we will have the games on Mix 104.9 tomorrow, 12:40 pregame. It's Emporia High girls in Spring Hill and Wichita Trinity and Emporia High boys. We'll have them on Mix 104.9 tomorrow on Sports Talk, 8:15. Mitch Holtis. We'll have Michael Massey, Linden football coach and boys basketball coach, will join us. We'll talk about their eight-man football championship. And we'll also get a visit with Jamie Dawson, the head boys swim and dive coach at Emporia High. That's all coming up on Sports Talk tomorrow. So we'll recap this one a little bit with me, Blake, and Tim, and we'll go from there. Quinn, we'll see you in 14 out. We'll be here in about 12, back here in 12 hours.
Oh, yeah. I'm ready for another great day of basketball.
All right. Let's get out of here. Special thanks, Connie Osorio, back at the KVOE studios, running the show for us tonight. For Quinn Dold, I'm Dylan Sherwood. Once again, our final scores here from White. Poirier High girls fall 50-45. Poirier High boys win over Hayden 50-44. I'm Dylan Sherwood. Thanks for tuning in to Emporia High Basketball here on 14 KVOE AM, 96.9 FM. Bidding you a good evening from Spartan, or not Spartan Gymnasium. Bidding you a good evening from White Auditorium. We'll talk to you tomorrow afternoon here at White. And again, we'll be on Mix 104.9, 1240. Is the start time, 1 and 2:30 are the game times. This has been Emporia High Basketball on KVOE.
You've been listening to Emporia High Spartan Basketball. Emporia High School Basketball has been brought to you by the Credit Union of Emporia.